As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
All right. Spontaneous, happy chicken.
Oh, man.
Spontaneous, happy chicken.
I hate when you ask me if I'm happy.
I just dropped a point or two.
As soon as I ask you if you're happy, does your happy meter go down?
Yes. Yes. We literally dropped a point as soon as you asked that question.
I mean, that makes more of a statement about you than it does me. Okay? Kristen, where are you on the happiness scale? 10 is the greatest day of me life.
You know what? I'm sitting at an 8 right now.
Okay.
Nice.
No, okay.
Life is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you feeling gratitude for that you're feeling at an 8?
I'm feeling gratitude for our new co-host. I think she's been crushing it and adding a lot to the show and bringing a really great energy. I'm feeling gratitude for all the friends and family that came in for my son's birthday party and the fact that the clouds parted and we had a beautiful day and it was awesome. I feel gratitude for my husband and everything he does to keep our house running. You know what? Screw it. I'm at a 9.
Come on now. Yes.
Man, I think I asked the wrong person first.
Yeah.
The heat is on,
the
man.
The heat is on.
That's great.
I got a pedicure yesterday. Screw it. I'm at a 10.
Wow, Cassie, how are you gonna follow that up?
I'm not. I would say I'm at an 8.
An 8?
Yes, an okay. 8. I feel pretty good. The reason being I'm just not pulling out my hair stressed. I just feel like I have 2 young kids, and I feel like I finally have a better handle on things.
Yeah.
And so I don't have any complaints.
Okay, so we got a 9 and an 8 today so far?
Yeah.
Don't you mess this up.
I think it's a countdown.
What do you got?
7.
So cell phone bars.
Yeah.
We're going down. Yeah.
9, 8, 7.
Okay, which gets you from a 7 to a 9?
Okay. I'm grateful for this studio for sure. I'm grateful for my family. I miss my family a lot, especially my mom. That's kind of why I think I'm kind of at a 7. I'm at that point where I really need to see my mom. I'm one of those guys.
Aww.
But I'm grateful for next week for sure. Need this vacation. Bad. I'm grateful for just the love that I have in my life and the appreciation that I had this last weekend of my family at my show. So I'm grateful for a lot of things. I just think I need a little break, a little mental break, mm-hmm. and I need to see my mama. And once I have those two things, I'm pretty sure I'd be at an 8.
Okay. All right. So an 8 is definitely in your view.
It's there. Okay. I'm close.
Abby, where you at?
I'm trying to figure out how to get to a 6 at this point so I can keep the
trend
going.
Mess up the rotation.
I'm like, what can I do in 30 seconds? I'm at a 9.5.
Whoa. Wow.
I mean, who has more to be grateful than me right now? I mean, I'm just moved to a new city. I get to work on a nationally syndicated radio show. Like, this is the coolest for me. And you guys are so awesome. So I'm like, I have so much to be grateful right now, but we can always get a little happier. Might talk about it later in the show, how I can get to a 10. But
okay.
I'm at a solid 9.5 right now.
Man, okay, just give us a tease on what would make it better.
You know, there's a couple things going on with my podcast right now that,
okay.
you know, if we could get a little something happening,
okay.
I'd be at like an 11.
All right.
Okay. I didn't even know 11 existed.
I would
say... It does
say...
with meds.
With meds.
You need to see the right doctor.
Okay. Say less.
I'd say, Adam, I'm at a 9 also.
Good for you.
Yeah, I mean, the party this week,
yeah.
the book launch, you know, I wrote on Instagram yesterday, and I really felt this way about the launch party the other night. I was more proud looking around the room at who was there and reflecting on who was there, because everybody in that room was a really good, fun, kind person, you know? And I just felt so much gratitude that night, like I'm associated with all these great people. So I think I'm at a 9 there. I could tell you something that would bring me to a 9.5 that I want to do real quick. And that is, I want to apologize to somebody I don't really know.
All right.
I kind of went off on a teen in the gym the other day.
Uh-oh. What do you mean by went off?
I just couldn't take it anymore. You know what? I was just in a mood. I was just in a mood. Going to be honest with you. There's things going on in the world, and sometimes I walk into that gym, I don't want to be there, and I'm irritated.
It happens.
There are things going on in the world, but I would figure with the things going on, we'd be kinder to children.
I would be if they had manners.
Okay.
This gets back to a conversation that I had like a couple of months ago, maybe a month ago, about gym etiquette and how it has changed over the years. So it bugs me every time, every single time I see a teen on the equipment in the gym that in between sets is scrolling through TikTok, right?
Yes.
Not for just like 10 seconds, not for 20 seconds, because if you've never been in a gym before, Tommy, let me tell you how it works.
I paid for it for years. I just didn't go.
You didn't do the other part, the going part.
So it generally works like when you're working a body part, you go in there, you do your 10 reps, right? And then you need 30 seconds to relax in between sets so you can do another one. You get off the equipment, you let somebody else on if it is a packed gym, right? They do their thing and you rotate like that so you can use one piece of equipment, right? It's just changed over the years where that is called working in or let me work out with you. And when you do the hand motions for us old schoolers, like we know what that means. So I'm up, then you're up, then I'm up, then you're up.
It used to be that simple.
It was that simple.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to say anything.
It was
just, you give this sign.
Yep.
And that means like we're going to share this bench. Well, the gym on this morning was absolutely packed. And I felt like, I'm sure this was just in my head, every high schooler in the county was in the gym that day, which I actually love the programs. I really do, that are allowing high schoolers to work out for free. I think Planet Fitness has one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, maybe LA Fitness has one now also, because I went in there and it was just, I felt like the average age was 14 and a half. Nobody working out, just everybody on their phone.
I bet it smelled great in there.
Right? Oh. So on this particular morning, I just snapped at this dude. I'm like, hey, can I work in with you? And he gave me that look like, I have no idea what you're talking about, Poppy. I said to him,
he's like stranger danger. My mom taught me about this.
I'm guessing he was 16 years old.
Okay.
And he was, he must have been 16 because he was doing the same things in the gym that I used to do when I was 16. And that's like work a body part and then just stare it down as you got a pump in it.
Start flexing after four reps.
One tech at a time. Yeah. So, you know, he is sitting there and he is scrolling through TikTok and I'm watching because all the other equipment is occupied. So I try to tell him what working in is. He doesn't get it. And he gives me an attitude like, hey, I'm sitting on this bench. It's mine until I'm done, no matter what I'm doing on this bench. So, and then I think all of a sudden I started talking to my son, Hollis, even though Hollis wasn't in the gym with me. But I think I was playing out some father-son things with this kid.
Uh-huh.
So little
displacement maybe going on?
Little displacement. Okay. As I said, I'm looking for a therapist right now. This might be the first thing we talk about. So I started talking to him about respect and how time is important for everybody. And by the time I was done with this kid, he literally was looking at me like, dude, just take the bench. So I don't know who you are, but I apologize for working out my daddy-son issues in the gym on you, whomever you are, okay? And your pecs look good, dude. You're fine.
Stop checking.
You look fine now.
The Burt Show.